Hello once more, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 388. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will show you four different ways you can receive a copy at the end of this program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Both are absolutely free, including the postage and handling. We have some songs this evening, a real strong message from the Lord, some Bible reading, and some testimonials, so stay tuned. Right now, let's go to, I know I'm filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and some of you are, and many of you aren't. And those of you that are not filled with the Spirit, to you, carnal people think that they're just really fine. But the Bible tells us that, and you will not be able to understand spiritual things. But if you listen to the Spirit, the Lord gives you enough ability to be able to receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart by the Holy Spirit. And by reading then and praying then after you receive Christ into your heart with His Father by the Spirit, you'll be able to understand spiritual things. But until then, many of you are seeking the Lord, and that's really what you need to do. But those of you that are just, trying to make an entertainment thing out of this, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, Lord, we pray that You'll pour out Your Spirit upon me, that I may preach the gospel according to Your will, that it will be You speaking right through me, so that it will show people that definitely You're alive and that You're powerful and that You can get into people's hearts, their spirits, their souls, and their minds through Your Word. We ask, Lord, that You anoint the testimonials, the Bible reading, and songs, and the whatever in this service, Lord, that souls may be saved and that those that are about ready to slip away from You, Father, You, Jesus, that they will be brought back into the fold and become zealous to do the things that You tell us to do. Father, I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, it's called the Spirit of Life in Christ Jesus. It's called the Spirit of Life, the law of the Spirit of Life. So a lot of people say that they believe in the law, they believe that the law is done away with, because the Lord forgave you of your sins, it means that the actual penalty of the law has gone away. That's what it says. So we're not under the penalty of the law anymore. But that doesn't mean that the law doesn't continue existing. Jesus said that He didn't come to destroy the law, but He came to fulfill the law. In other words, to fill up the law, to show people what the law really means. In other words, thou shalt not commit adultery. He said, now that you know the word, anyone that looks at somebody with adultery in their heart, they've already committed it. And some people say, well, I did, and I didn't really think about it at the time, and I really don't think that much about the law or the Word of God. But remember, this, the Lord has given everybody a space of time to live on this side of eternity. And what you do in your human body is what you're going to reap at the end of the line when your spirit goes out of your body. Now, the Lord says that no adulterer, no kind of adulterer, not a Christian adulterer or a person that's a carnal adulterer, no adulterers, no liars, no thieves, no effeminate, in other words, homosexuals or lesbians, none of these shall enter the kingdom of God. And so but the Lord says it's the law of the Spirit of Life in Christ Jesus that makes us perfect. You hear people say, well, are you perfect? And you say, of course not. Nobody is, you hear them say. Well, whoever says that is wrong, because the Bible says that in the first chapter, or let's say the eighth chapter of Romans, The Bible says there is no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but they walk after the Holy Spirit. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it's impossible for you to commit a cardinal sin. You're not going to be lusting at any class of people. If you are lusting after anybody, you're not perfect. And the Lord commands us to be perfect, and He never commands us to be anything that we're not able to do. Of course, it isn't us doing it, but when you're filled with the Spirit, you are perfect as a human being can be, because you're not filled with humanity any longer. You're filled with Christ. No man can see God and live. That's why you have to be able to see God. You have to be able to see His Word and understand it. You have to die. We have to die the death of the cross. We have to die to our old life, the life of sin, Satan and the world. And you have to fight the battle. Paul said he fought the battle. And when he fought the battle, the power of God was in him. And the walls came tumbling down. And here's Fag Springman now, just before we get into some testimonials, to sing for you. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. All these walls that are walling you in, that make you believe that you can't be perfect, will fall down if you're filled with the Spirit, if you're living according to the Spirit of life. The law of the Spirit of life. So you have to live according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Go ahead, Fag, sing it up.
The battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. You may talk about your king of Gideon, you may talk about a man of Saul. There's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. Right up to the walls of Jericho he marched, with spear in hand. Those ram horns, Joshua cried, "'Tis the battle lamb in my hand." Then the lamb ram sheep horn begin to blow, trumpets begin to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the wall came tumbling down. Joshua, the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Amen, brother.
Amen, Fag Springman. Praise the Lord. You really know how to sing that song and every song that I've ever heard you sing. It is called The Law of the Spirit of Life. This is the living law of God within us. Now, God promised in the Old Testament that He would write His laws on our heart. So the people that are telling you that the law is over with, though, before it was graven on two tables of enduring stone that didn't endure too long. But now He inscribes the law of God on your heart, inside you. Hebrews 8:10 and 11 tells us, "For that is the promise, the covenant, the promise, which I will promise with the house of Israel. For in those days, after the Old Testament, says the Lord, will I impart my laws into their mind and on their hearts. Now, people that don't remember the law is because they've never received them into their heart. They think that God's word is a bunch of bojive. But really, your bojive. Your bojive. Because you think that you can still do those things. I will inscribe them, and I will be God to them, because they have my laws in them. It's called the Spirit. The law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit! This isn't the law on stone, it's the law of the Spirit engraved in your heart! And in your spirit, in your mind. And I will be God to them, and they will be a people to me. Do you think that God has a batch of people that are lusting after all this jungle stuff that's going on today and this rioting and stuff, and that you're partakers of it at all? No, the law of God that's inscribed in your heart and in your mind and in your spirit, these things that are happening in the world today are repugnant to you. You know the U.S. Constitution, even the U.S. Constitution. There's some tapes being made by some preachers that are really right, 100% right. And they are telling what the original laws of the Vatican always, the one world cult and government and church, is doing away with the freedom of religion. But, you know, of course, we're not a religion. We're a salvationist. Religion is of the devil, because religion never hung on the cross and shed its blood for me or you. But Christ gave himself. He was God. He is God. I've heard people say, well, Jesus is not God. He was a man. Yeah, that's right. He was a man, but God was in him. As a matter of fact, God was his Father. Jesus was begotten by the Holy Spirit. Now, all of us came into the world. We were born once. We were born once. But the Lord told Nicodemus that we have to be born one more time. And we have to be born of the Spirit like Jesus was. And Jesus had the Spirit in him, and so do we. But there's a lot of people that have the Spirit in them that are drifting away from the Lord. The Lord kept the Spirit, and he kept the law of the Spirit, the laws, L-A-W-S, of the Spirit of life, the law of the Spirit of life, all these laws. I will impart my laws into my people's mind and their hearts. I will inscribe them, and I will be a God to them, and they will be a people to me. A people that won't at all sin. That means that they're perfect. There's a way, you know, of course, the people that are controlled by their flesh, by their weak flesh, they think it's not possible to be completely perfect. They say, who else? Who can be? Well, the Apostle Paul was. He was walking in the Spirit. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was. Jesus, for sure, was the first. And all the people that have been born again and kept the laws inscribed in their hearts, and everything that came to them that was a false doctrine, like the United Council of Churches, headed by the Vatican, how they're preaching all these false things, that it's all right to abort babies, to commit first-degree murder, and they're debating whether it's all right to be a homosexual, because what they're doing is totally discounting what God said. These people that believe that it's all right to be a homosexual, that it's all right to be in the Vatican, that it's all right to be in the one world government, and it's all right to be in the news media, I'm talking about the media that is preaching and exalting the Pope and tearing down all other religions. Well, the Bible states that we must have another birth. We must be born again of the Spirit. We must walk after the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And all you FBI people that have been trying to frame me for so many years, and all you BATF, all you little carnal men out there, you're going to run into my God one of these days. And when you do, I pray that you'll, before that happens, you'll get down on your knees and ask the Lord to enter into you and wash all your rotten, filthy sins away, because if you don't, you're going to be in hell in the lake of fire forever. And you think, oh, you're so carnal that you just don't believe what I'm saying. But I'm telling you what the Bible says. You go to churches and you say, oh, your pastors are really good, but if they're not telling you the things that I am, they are of the devil. All right? And so you little man, you faceless bunch of nothings out there that don't agree with God, who are you to raise up your tongue against the Almighty God? The Bible says many of you are bastards. You don't even know who your father is. That you are the actual product of some rape or maybe incest of some sort. You're not even supposed to be alive. But now that you are, the Lord wants to save your soul, and he died to prove it and shed his precious blood, and then to prove that he was God, he rose from the dead. And then after that, he ascended into the kingdom of heaven. Now, the Lord wants to impart his laws into your mind and place them and write them on the table of your hearts. And he wants to inscribe them there, and he wants to be your God. And he wants to fill you with his Spirit, and not only fill you with his Spirit, but to mold the Spirit into you to where you become identical to another son, the son that was the first begotten son. He wants you to be the second begotten, the third, the fifth, the 500th, the millionth son, because Jesus was the mold, and the Holy Spirit gave him the power to keep all the laws. They were inscribed in his heart. They were totally in his mind, and he knew he was perfect. If he weren't, then there was no possible way that our sins could be washed away in the precious blood that he shed for us. And they will be a people to me. And Jesus was God's only begotten Son, the first begotten Son. And he says that he was well pleased with. Now, if he's not well pleased with you, if you're trying to destroy God's work, if you're laying your hand to it and you're believing that the Antichrist, that this Vatican Antichrist, Satanic Antichrist church is God's church, you're insane. You're spiritually insane, because it is not. And, you know, there isn't anything that you can say about me that is the truth. All you're doing is piling up a bunch of lies like that IRS garbage that you sent me off to prison and by getting a bunch of false witnesses against me. Now you're telling Buster that I am a money launderer. You dirty, filthy liars. You're money launderers. You're the ones you government... devils that hopefully you're not a devil, hopefully you will repent and ask Christ to come into your heart, but you're the ones that brought drugs into this country and got everybody drugged up because you know nobody in their right mind would believe the garbage that you're preaching or teaching. So you brought in weapons, you traded drugs for weapons and weapons for drugs. And you falsely, you're a false accuser. You false accuse anyone that's decent and good. You have to control, because the Bible says that you said you would be God. You would be like God. This master of yours says that he's God. That you made a television set and that you went off to the moon, which I think probably happened in the movie studios. Because, you know, you can watch Star Wars, and my Lord, if you're naive, you think that this is really happening. I've never watched the program myself, nor have I seen Star Wars or any of these different movies like that. I don't watch such garbage. My time is too precious to get the gospel out. And God says, and they will be a people to me. They'll be my people. Well, God doesn't have a bunch of sinners that are people or a bunch of imperfect people. The Lord says that the only ones that are getting into the kingdom of heaven are perfect. And so you bought this garbage that the media puts out that no one's perfect. You see it in movies. These Vaticanites, they make movies, and they put that stuff in there. And you, like a bunch of yayas, listen to that and you believe it. You're deceived. The Bible says in the last days the whole world would be deceived except those that are not of this world, which are we Christians. And they shall by no means teach his fellow citizen and teach his brother, saying, know the Lord. Know the Lord now, for all, everyone will know me, from the little one to the great one among them. That's among us that are saved. You don't have to tell me about God. I'm the one that knows about God. God came down and talked to me right in the middle of when I was sinning and when I was the most bitter because I knew that there was nothing here on earth that was of any value whatsoever. Now I know that the only thing of value in this world are those of us that are preaching the gospel to you heretics, you enemies of God. Let me tell you something. There's no one that has ever won a battle with God, and that goes for you U.S. Marshals, you FBI, you Department of Labor, you Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, all you government agents, you IRS, weasels, every one of you. Now know who you are. Know that you need to humble yourself before the Lord and ask the Lord to come into your heart. I'm not saying these things because they're false. I'm saying them because they're absolutely true. You know what you are, but you're afraid of the Antichrist. But the Bible says that it's better that you should be afraid of God. This is chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. We have to pay attention to the verse number 10, that laws, that means the plural. The plural number is used here when it says the laws, but in the original passage, in Jeremiah, law is used just singular. Jeremiah 31:33 states, quote, I will put my law within them, inside of you. But you people don't keep the law of God. The law says, do not murder. That means little infants, too. You bunch of stinking bullies. I mean, how can you take advantage of a little unborn baby? There isn't anybody, I don't even believe rats do that. You're worse than rats. Who came up with these laws but the Vatican? Then they say, we don't believe in abortion. Of course, the devil says they don't believe in any of this stuff. They don't believe in homosexuality either. But there isn't a pope that I know of that wasn't a homosexual. And there's people that I know that know all about Rome that said they all walk down the street, they're homosexuals. And they're pedophiles. They won't attack their own. When's the last time you've seen them taking a herd of them into the prisons? They ship them off to Canada and then to Rome and then hide them there in the Vatican. They're walking around, swishing around in the halls of the Vatican with a rose in their teeth. People that carry bobby pins in their mouth, you know, several of them at one time, they say can't be all bad. I will put my law within them. There's no law in you except if you're lawless. The Bible says when we see the lawless one come, then we know that it's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read 2 Thessalonians. A lot of people that are not very well schooled in the Word of God think that they're going to build the temple of God. The temple of God, this is heresy. You, many times in the Bible it says, you are the temple of God. And Satan's moved into a bunch of you weasels out there. And you believe that the God of heaven is really the Pope, and that you are God. You will be your own God. You'll do your own thing. You'll do whatever you like to do, and you think that you're serving God according to what your opinion is of what God is and wants. But let me tell you something. God specifically tells you what he wants and what his real law is. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not fornicate. Thou shalt not be a fornicator. You must be born again of the Spirit and the water. You must be married. Well, this whole regime today says that it's a sin to marry. It's better to be homosexual because we have to control the birth rate. Let me tell you something. You weasels out there, you don't have to worry about any birth rate. God's going to destroy one-third of the population of this earth with one swat. It'll happen all in a day. So fast that it's going to happen like a thief in the night. Jeremiah 31:33 states, I will put my law within them. Later, we understand why law eventually becomes laws, L-A-W-S. Romans 8:2 speaks of, quote, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You can't have the law of the Spirit of life in you unless you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, unless you're filled with the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. And there is no Holy Ghost. God is not a ghost. He's a spirit. That's one of the few misprints in the King James Version. The original Greek and the original Hebrew and Aramaic says that the sin, it doesn't say thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt not murder. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, these three of these spirits are corporate. While there's a compound spirit of God, there's seven spirits of God that must be in you. Number one is the law. Number two is the spirit. And number three is life. Eternal, immortal life. You people think you're animals because you've been told that you are. But some half-wit school teacher that is just reading curriculum that came directly out of the Vatican. Or the Vatican has they have their corporate body of Antichrist. The people that are on this earth today don't realize that the lawless one, and we have to obey the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, but the lawless one is the Antichrist, is the corporate body of Antichrist. It's not just one man. Like Adam, all that are in Adam are Adam. That's one man. That's one body of people that have never been born again of the Spirit yet. And all the people that are of Christ are just one body. There's not two bodies. There's just one body of Christ, and that's his church. Okay? So, we are the temple of God. If you are God's temple, if you're allowing him to live in you and through you, well, then you're a member of the body of Christ. If you're allowing Adam to reign in you, or the devil, well, then you're the part of the corporate body of the lawless one. You believe you might call the lawless laws of the lawless one, or the Antichrist, or that man of sin, the man of perdition. They're all the same thing. The man of sin, the lawless one, the one that's made all these laws that are totally the opposite of God. Well, what do you think? We should let, and we ask the general public, because we've got what you call democracy. Now, the mob, that means the mob is supposed to vote. They keep telling you on television, oh, here's the number that you can call to see what your opinion is, what your vote is. Should there be abortion? They don't say, let's go to read the Bible and see if you should abort people. Mm-hmm. Or murder them. No, they say, come on, everybody call and see what we should vote on. You bunch of demonic people. who? Your mind, the Bible says, cease ye from man in whose nose is one breath. For how little is he to be accounted of? Well, you say, well, you're not popular, Tony. A lot of people. I'm not in politics, man. I don't care about being popular. If I was, I could run the country better than anybody that's ever been in there before, because I would run it according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And then everything would be fine. If people are committing adultery or doing the thing, if they're murdering, they would, I don't care if you're crazy, if you get a bunch of people that are nuts too and say that you're crazy, still you got to die. Amen?
Amen.
The nuttier you are, the more I would execute you to death. Okay?
Amen.
You come pleading to me for it, I'll tell you, I say, here's what God says. Those that kill, murder should be put to death. Amen?
Amen.
And you ask, you're crazy? Okay, well, that's too bad. You were crazy, but even crazy people know that if you commit murder, you're going to die. And you hear these unjust judges giving them 5 years, 8 years. What's going on in their brains? Certainly the Lord has not placed his laws in their mind or in their heart or in their spirit. But somebody else put these perversions in their heart. And I'll give you 3 guesses as to who it is, and only 2 of them don't count, okay? Just 1 guess. Now, all together, let's say it in unison. Whose mind is in you? Whose spirit is in you? 1, 2, 3, Satan. Amen.
Amen.
That's who's in your brain. Doopy. Shame. I mean, you think that you're dealing, that you're smart by dealing with Satan. So we have 1, the law, 2 is the spirit, and 3 is the eternal life. The law is of the Holy Spirit. The spirit is of life, and this life is Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Are you going to try to get into the Antichrist? You're going straight into hell in the lake of fire, my friend. Christ himself. And Christ is God. He says so. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the Almighty God. And the Bible says that this little born baby is God, because God had to go through the process of human life in order to have perfect blood. He has the same blood in him as we do, but because of the fact that he kept the entire law of the Spirit of life, which was in him, and this life is Christ himself, which is immortal life, eternal life, and Christ is God. The Bible says all the way through that he's God, and that he's coming to earth, and all the signs of these conditions for people, if they sin, they had to bring a lamb, a ram, or some kind of one of these chosen animals of God to be sacrificed, which were symbolic of Christ, the Lamb of God, coming into the world. And they had to shed the blood once a year for these people so that the sins could be washed away. But now Christ died once, and that ended all the animal sacrifices, and therefore those of us that are washed in his precious blood, and the Spirit enters into us, we don't need to go every year, because the powerful Spirit of Christ with the Father in us is able to keep us from sinning. This verse continues telling us that the law of the Spirit of life is in Christ Jesus. And this is in the 8th chapter of Romans. And has freed us from the law of sin and death. Now, there's a law of sin and death. And that law, you become, you're a sinner and you die. And you die the death. You go to hell. That's the law of sin and death. Now, if you live according to the law of sin and death, verse 9 tells us, but this Those of us that receive the Holy Spirit, that receive Christ with the by the Holy Spirit with the Father, that you are not in the flesh or in death, but the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, yet. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says, he is not of him. So the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ in this verse are not two different spirits. They are one compounded spirit. The Spirit of God is actually the Spirit of Christ. So Christ became the life-giving Spirit. And when we call upon him, this life-giving Spirit enters us. And the Spirit of Christ is also Christ himself. He had to die and enter, ascend back into the kingdom of heaven, because when he was in his flesh, when he was walking as the Son of Man, there was no way that he could live inside of us. He had to go away and become the life-giving Spirit so that he could, when we call on him, come down to us and make us perfect. Now, the perfection doesn't happen all at once. We have to go through the process of life and keep telling ourselves that the law of God is in us. It's written in our minds and in our hearts, and whenever, you know, God doesn't make anybody keep the commandments. He doesn't make you do it. And Satan cannot make you sin. God cannot make you keep the commandments, and Satan cannot make you sin. You have to look at what Satan is showing you and telling you, and then you have to say, yes, and you have to go along with it. Or you have to see what God promises, which is eternal life and in the kingdom of heaven, and say, you have to choose who you're going to serve. Choose you this day who you will serve. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Because he tells of all the blessings that will happen to you here on this earth and eternally if you keep the commandments of the Lord. And he tells us what will happen to you if you renege on God. We know this because verse 10 states, if Christ be in you, though the body is dead because of sin, and we have to die out to sin, we become in the true believer's Sabbath. The Lord says, come unto me. Everybody's arguing about what day the Sabbath is. You're not even supposed to worry about that. It's because you're supposed to rest from your old life every day. We go into an eternal Sabbath, an eternal rest. Though the body is dead because of sin, you were dead in your sins and trespasses. And if you're still sinning, I don't care if you call yourself a Christian or not, you're dead. You're dead. The Christ is not in you. Christ won't live in a person that's sinning. The Spirit is life because of righteousness, because you keep the commandments, because you are righteous. So we see what I told you in the other messages, that there is no inscribable corporate spirit that includes everything of Christ. Everything of God we have living within us today. So that this Spirit within us is actually a law. It's the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life. I mean, if you want life, you have to walk according to the law of the Spirit of life. So when the Bible tells us the law of the Spirit of life, we're not to think of it as three different things, the law, the Spirit, and the life. The life is the Spirit, and the Spirit is the law, and Jesus is the Spirit. And you have to go over these messages many times, and you have to find them in the Bible. They're there. So if you're making a health drink, you would have some protein. You might have some wheat germ in there. You might throw in some juice or water or milk or whatever you drink. and you might have some other, some kind of vitamins and minerals, amino acids, raw egg white. You spin them around. The health food drink was made up of a lot of different ingredients, such as all the elements, the things I mentioned to you. They're all different things, but they all were just one thing when you started drinking it, when it goes into your body. It's the same thing when I speak of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We have to realize that the law, the Spirit, and the life are not three different things. They all mix together. It's a mixture. God is not just one thing. God is many things. Got seven compounded spirits in there as well. But just one thing is what God is, just in Christ is. Just as the protein drink or the health food drink in John 6:63, the Lord Jesus said, it is the Spirit who gives life, the Holy Spirit of God. Not the spirit of Antichrist, that's sending your soul to hell, people. The words, you say you call us weasels. Sue me, okay? I'm just repeating what the word says, and if it ever comes to the fact that I'm calling you devils, if you're living according to the law of sin and death, well, then you'll have to sue God, too. And the only one that would do that would be the Antichrist. He'll have to step way out of the closet to do that, bub. Bubba, okay? The words which I have spoken to you, Jesus said, are spirit and they are life. First, the Lord tells us that by giving life, he would become the Spirit. Then after that, he said that the words he speaks to you from his word are spirit and life. So the first chapter of John tells us that the Lord is the Word, and the Word is the Lord. Is there any difference there? No. It's the Lord himself. And the Lord is also our life. And the Word is our life. So the Lord, the Spirit, Word. So the Lord, you may say, this is way over my head. Why? It's so simple. The people in this world stumble over the simplicity of the Word of God. So the Lord, the Spirit, the Word, and the life are only one thing. He's the Alpha also. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Almighty God. Jesus said he was. So either he is or he's the biggest liar that ever breathed a breath. You want to know how we can say that the law is the Spirit and that the law is the life? The Old Testament, God gave his people the Ten Commandments. And that was the moral law. This moral law is descriptive, and it's a description of definition, and explains that God is the Ten Commandments. So God is also the Ten Commandments. So the Ten Commandments are summarized into several points. They tell us that God is holy and that he is righteous. He is love and light. And he also says that he's judgment and he makes alive and he kills. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that he curses and he blesses. You might say, well, then there's no wrath in God. Well, he's the one that drowned the whole world.
Amen.
Now, some people might call that wrath.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he barbecued Sodom and Gomorrah, and he's coming back to burn the world up. But, of course, he's just all love. Huh? He's doing that to people that he don't like. He says he is righteous. So he will judge the people according to the things they do in their bodies during the time that they're alive here on earth. The word also tells us that he is judgment. So you're trying to say that he's all love, but the Bible says that he's more than just love. Amen?
Amen.
All of God's ways are judgment. So firstly, he's holiness. He's righteous. He's love. He's judgment. He's light, and he's wrath. And he, everything. God is all things. All of God's ways in the Bible says that are that he's judgment. Also as well as love. So the entire law shows us the nature and character of God, showing that he is the kind of God, what kind of God he is. People in the Old Testament had to deal with every aspect of the law, and so do you now. If they were wrong with any of these aspects of the law, that meant they were not right with God. They had to abide in the law. They had to live in the law with God. God wasn't in them, but he was with them according to the Ten Commandments. All the commandments are judgment. It says, do not kill. Do not murder, rather. And if you murder, you're going to be put to death. That's the judgment. And that's why if I was running things in this world, you just murder one person. And whether you get 10,000 psychiatrist shrinks coming in, this man is crazy. I say, all right, I put him to death. I don't care if he's crazy. God doesn't care whether he's crazy or not.
Amen.
He was crazy to kill him in the first place. Anybody that murders is a crazy. Amen?
Amen.
Who do you think that you are that you can take somebody out of this world that's made in the image and likeness of God? And what kind of a judge are you that you would say that, well, they get 5 years? You're not judging according to true judgment. You're just making up stuff in your dizzy head. All Ten Commandments are judgment, and they're love as well, because they show us what we're supposed to do, and that is love. And if we don't do it, it shows us there is going to be some wrath mixed in here somewhere, and a lot of judgment. I mean, if people knew that they were going to be killed, if they killed somebody, you'd be sure there'd be an end to a whole bunch of crime.
Amen.
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 God says no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You can be drunk on uppers, downers, inners, outers, pills. God doesn't care if you're taking prescriptions. If you're drunken, you're a drunk. And no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Everyone in the Old Testament in the house of Israel that is had to do everything. Everyone that was in the house of Israel had to do everything according to the law of holiness, righteousness, love, judgment, and light. They caught two people committing adultery in a tent, and one of the men put a spear right through both of them together. You want to be together like that here, I'll spear you together. Just make one of these... Well, they call them rotisserie shish kebab out of you. Just put a potato in there and a green pepper or something and just start. That's what you are. It's the shish kebab now. And the Lord was very well pleased with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord is righteousness, love, judgment, and light. The light of God, the Word. And if they did that, they were going to be justified by the Lord. Today, it's a different thing. God himself comes down and lives. He comes into us in his Son. as the Holy Spirit to be the living law within us and also his power in us. So if your father, your dad, was in some other foreign country and sent you a lot of rules and regulations for you to abide by, when you're far away from him and he's away from you, but when he comes back where you are to stay with you, he himself becomes the living regulator or the regulation near you, to you, even more so now in the New Testament, because under the new covenant, the new promise, he puts himself near us, but not just near us, but into us as the living law. The living law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When God enters into us, he is the living law within us and the power within us. A lot of you people out there don't realize that you've never lived a life where you felt the power of God keeping you from sin. You ought to try it, okay, and see. You won't know that at all until you experience it. That's for sure. Now, we have to receive the life of Christ in us and of the Spirit to do everything for us, because we have to die out to sin. You must believe that it is possible, or it will not be possible. If you don't believe that the power of God can come in you and keep you from sinning, if you don't believe that, then it never will happen. You must believe. You have to have faith. You may say, this is so far beyond me. I can't do it. That's true. You can't. But the Lord, with his Father by the Spirit, and you can. You can say, I could never reach that. Well, brother or sister, you never will reach it then. You cannot, because everything that comes from God comes by faith. How are you going to ever taste the power of God? But God will send it down to you. Your reaching up is the great... is the great danger. You cannot reach it, but if you believe that God wants in a supernatural way, according to his word, that he's everlasting love to give you the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now, when God promises something, it's absolutely true. If you believe it, then God will do it for you. More than you can ask or even think. And so right now, this I see my time is up, and this is the time for you to trust the Lord to give you that power. Now, you people that I said that were weasels out there, I mean that if you are weasels, you know you are. You know you haven't kept the commandments of the Lord. You can accept power right now that will give you the power to be able to keep the commandments all the time. You'll have the life of God, eternal life, the kingdom of heaven within you. Just say this prayer to the Lord, and it'll happen. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, I mean, all things are possible. I mean, everything in the power of God is possible. He created everything, the millions of galaxies and all this. And so, right now, here's just keep praising and thanking the Lord. Read the word and get in touch with me every day on the air. Right now, here's Sharon to tell you four different ways to receive a copy of program number 388, this program that you've just heard.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, you know, the Lord knows how to deliver his people, and he can deliver you from no matter what you're in. He did it with three people in Babylon. You know, now we're in spiritual Babylon, which is a total different. That's another whole story, another whole message. But he delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace, and Daniel from the lion's den. And here Fags Bingman is to sing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
From the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And you told everybody when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego wouldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Put the children in the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He brought the coals and the red hot brimstone. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Turn up the soldiers what the king had put there. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, it couldn't even burn the hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Laughing and a-talking while the fire was a-jumping round. Ho, ho, ho! Meshach, Abednego. Now, O Nebuchadnezzar called Shadrach when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Abednego!